弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you to give you thanks.
因为主是你的恩典，你的怜悯，是你的圣灵，让我们这些罪人能够蒙恩得救，能够有新的生命。
It is your mercy. It is your love.That made all us sinners can be saved, become your children, and be the blessed sinners.
主，是你的圣灵重生了我们，让我们能够成为你的儿女。
It's your spirit led us to be your children.
也能够让我们能够呼求你为父神为阿爸父，也能够让我们真的知道主，我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
So that is the spirit.Who lead us to know your name, and so that we may call you out, Abba, Father, and to be your children.
主，就求主你去透过你的话语、你的圣灵教导我们，让我们更多的明白你的真理。
May you through your words and your spirit fall upon us, so that we may understand your words.
让我们更像主你自己。
So that we may more like you.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray and ask in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
很多教会呢，在圣诞节举行圣诞节之后举行各种活动，来纪念、祝福、来纪念和庆祝呢主耶稣他的降临。
Many churches use many different activities during the Christmas time to celebrate the birth of Jesus.
那么让人们知道拿撒勒人耶稣作为一个婴孩来到这个世界。
So that we know an infant from Nazareth, Jesus, who came to this world.
那么他出生的目的就是为了将来成为以色列人的王。
The purpose of his coming is to become the future king of the Israelites.
也就是神的受膏者。
So he is God's anointed.
也是信他之人的救主。
Is the savior of those who believe in him.
那么受膏者呢，在希伯来语中就是叫弥赛亚，而在希腊语中就叫基督。
So this anointed in the Hebrew is Messiah, in Greek is Christ.
那么关于弥赛亚的到来和他将来要成就的事。
For the coming of the Messiah and what he is come to accomplish.
那么在旧约先知书里面呢，就早有记载预言。
Is already recorded and prophesied by the prophets in the Old Testament.
那么在以赛亚书七章十四节告诉我们，他说：“因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利，就是神与我们同在的意思。”
In the Isaiah 7:14, it says, "Therefore the Lord Himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive." And bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. The Lord is with us.
那么天使呢，其实也在主耶稣出生之前就启示他的母亲玛利亚，还有在旷野的牧羊人。
So the angels, even before Jesus was born, has revealed to Maria and also to the shepherds in the field.
那么在路加福音一章三十到三十三节告诉我们，他们说天使对他说，玛利亚不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了，你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣，他要伟大，成为至高者的儿子，主神要把他主大卫的位给他，他要做雅各家的王直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。
So in Luke chapter 1 verse 30 to 33 it saysAnd the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David.And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.
那么在路加福音二章十到十一节，那么天使呢也向外面的牧羊人启示，那么弥赛亚要降临。
So in Luke chapter 2 verse 10 and 11, so the angels are also revealed to the shepherds about the coming of the Messiah.
那么那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我要报给你们大好的信息，是关乎万民的。因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是基督。
And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
然而呢，当主耶稣呢生在世上的时候，当时呢很少有人知道耶稣基督弥赛亚已经来到世上。
But when Jesus was on this world, there are only few people knows that he is the Messiah.
那么只有主耶稣基督他三十岁，那么他开始在地上的事工的时候，他才要把他自己是弥赛亚的身份慢慢的来彰显给人。
So Jesus only told people he's the Messiah and when he was 30, started his earthly ministry.
那么今天的信息呢，是主耶稣出生33年后。
Today's message occurred 33 years after Jesus' birth.
那么他回到自己出生的地方，耶路撒冷。
So he returned to his birthplace.
那么通过应验先知和天使的预言再次彰显他就是救主弥赛亚。
So through the angels and the prophets, once again he proclaimed himself to be the Messiah.
那么我们从三方面来思考今天的经文。
So we will consider today's passage from three different perspectives.
那么第一点就是弥赛亚他是信实和全知全能的神。
So the Messiah is the faithful and omniscient God.
第二点就是弥赛亚，他是荣耀和拯救的神。
So the Messiah is a glorifying and a saving God.
那么最后一点，我们知道弥赛亚他其实才是圣殿的主。
So Messiah is also the Lord of the temple.
那我们先看第一点，就是弥赛亚是信实和全知全能的神。
We'll study the first point, that Messiah is the faithful and omniscient God.
我们这是在第一节到第六节。
This is verse 1 through 6.
我们先看第一节。
Let's see first.
耶稣和门徒将近耶路撒冷，到了伯法奇和伯大尼，在橄榄山那里，耶稣就打发两个门徒。
So now when they drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethany and Bethany,At the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples.
那么，如果您看这个我们圣经后面的地图的话，那我们会发现，那么伯大尼、伯法奇还有耶路撒冷，它是三个紧挨的三个城市。
So if you look at the map, that the three cities that include the Bethany and the Bethany.Are very close together.
那么他们每两个城市之间的间隔不到一英里。
So they're no more than a mile apart.
那么橄榄山呢是在耶路撒冷东边大约两英里处。
The Mount of Olives is about the east side of Jerusalem.
那么它的海拔高度呢最高能达到3000英尺。
So it's about 3,000 feet above sea level.
那么耶路撒冷的海拔它大约是2600英里英尺。
So Jerusalem is about 2,600 feet.
也就是耶路撒冷是在橄榄山的这个山顶上之下呢400英尺。
So that Jerusalem is about 400 feet lower than Mount Olive.
所以呢如果你在站在橄榄山上呢是可以很清楚的俯瞰耶路撒冷的全城。
So if you stand on top of Mount Olive, you can see clearly Jerusalem.
那么主耶稣此时呢，正和跟随他的人出了耶利哥，来到了橄榄山下。
So this time, Jesus and the followers, they just left Jericho, came to Mount Olive.
那么正好来到了在伯大尼和伯法奇之间的地方。
So they came to a place between Bethany and Bethany.
所以也就是说很已经很接近近很接近了耶路撒冷城。
So very close to Jerusalem.
那么他就在这里呢停下来，主耶稣打发两个门徒就出去了。
So he stopped there and sent two disciples out.
那么他打发两个门徒去做什么去了？我们看第二节到第六节。
So let's see from verse 2 and 6 to know what he sent them for.
那么对他们说，你们往冲对面里对面冲子里去，一进去的时候必看见一匹驴驹拴在那里，是从来没有人骑过的，可以解开牵来。若有人对你们说，为什么做这事？你们就说，主要用它，那人必立时让你们切来。他们去了，便看见一匹驴驹拴在门外街道上，就把它解开。那里在那里站着的人有几个说，你们解驴驹做什么？门徒照着耶稣所说的回答，那些人就任凭他们前去了。
Verse 2 And said to them, Go into the village in front of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever sat.Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, Why are you doing this? Say, The Lord has need of it and will send it back here immediately. And they went away and found a colt tied at the door outside in the street. And they untied it. And some of those standing there said to them, What are you doing untying the colt? And they told them,What Jesus has said, and they let him go.
当我们一开始听到主耶稣对他的门徒的吩咐的时候呢，我们是不是感觉到主耶稣给门徒的吩咐有点奇怪？
When we first heard Jesus telling the disciples, it seems to be different.
那么如果这些事情发生在我们中间，我们可以设想是一个什么感觉？
If it happening to us, how would we feel?
假如说是我现在呢，就跟培年弟兄讲，说是啊，就是说敬拜结束后，我告诉培年弟兄，那我说，敬拜培年弟兄告诉我，他会说，如果他说流传到我下周讲到，假设就是我们敬拜之后呢，你告诉我一件事情去做，就说你说告诉我，就说流传到我下周讲到，你下周讲到。
If after the worship today.I will tell Minister Liu that I'm going to preach next week.
他说：“麻烦你到 CPC 的书店，去 CPC 的 library。”
哦 ，CPC okay. Could you go to the bookstore at the CPC?
他如果告诉我说，在门口左边的书架上会看到一本崭新的圣经注解。
So at the bookstore outside the door on the table, there is a brand new commentary Bible.
所以你帮我去拿来。
So you go bring it for me.
如果有人问你的话，你就问你说你为什么拿这本书。
So somebody will ask, why do you want to take this book?
你就告诉他们说，培年弟兄要需要它。
You just tell them, brother Penny needs it.
那么如果我这样的去做这些事情的话，很可能书店的那管理员就以为认为我可能是这是一种偷窃的行为。
If I go, I do this, and the store manager may think I'm stealing.
同样，主耶稣似乎在吩咐他的门徒去拿一件不属于他们的东西。
So similarly, the Lord asked his disciples to go take something that does not belong to them.
这当然是不对的了。
Of course, this is not right.
然而我们不能停留在这儿。从主耶稣最后的一句话，他说：“那人必立时让你们切来。”
So from the last word Jesus said, that they will let you take it back immediately.
也结合随后发生的所有的事情，我们会看到。
And then we'll see what happens afterwards.
那么主耶稣之所以这样做，他是为了要应验先知的另一个预言。
So the reason Jesus said this and did this is to fulfill another prophecy of the prophet.
所以他知道他所说的话就要去如何发生。
So he knows what he's going to say, how it's going to happen.
那么因为他知道这一切都会按他的吩咐去发生，而我们如果刚才那个场景出现的话，我们可能不会那样的发生。
So he knows this thing will happen, but if we do it, we may not know this will happen.
那么在撒加利亚书九章九节这样讲到。
In Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9,
他说西安的民哪，应当大大喜乐，耶路撒冷的民哪，应当欢呼。看哪，你的王来到你这里，他是公义的，并且施行拯救，谦谦和和的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。
Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on the donkey, on the colt, the foal of a donkey.
所以主耶稣在这样做呢，是让他的门徒让人们知道他是信实的。
The reason Jesus did so is to let his disciples know that he is faithful.
圣经所指向他的所有的预言都要实现。
So all the prophecy pointing to him in the Bible will be fulfilled.
而且门徒所经历的，我们说圣经上说和主耶稣所讲的是完全一致的。
So what the disciples experienced and what Jesus said are very consistent.
那么这也见证了主耶稣他是全知全能的那位神，也是那么将来要来的弥赛亚。
So this also proves Jesus is the omnipotent and omniscient king and who is also the Messiah that's to come.
那么关于他的话在圣经上的要一件一件的完全成就。
So all the words about him will all be fulfilled in the Bible.
因为神早已在先知书里面这样讲过。
Because God has already said it in the prophets.
那么在以赛亚书四十六章十节，他这样讲：“我从起初指明末后的事，从古时言明未成的事，说我的筹算必立定，凡我所说的，我必成就。”
So in Isaiah 46:10, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things not yet done, saying.My counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish all my purpose.
所以前面发生的事呢，主耶稣启示他自己，他是全知全能的神，是全知全能的弥赛亚，是信实的。
What happened is Jesus revealing himself to be the omniscient king and to be the Messiah.
那么弥赛亚不但是这样的，他也是荣耀的，还有拯救的神。
Not only he is omniscient, he is also glorious. He also is have a saving power.
那么这是我们的第二点，也就是七节到第十节。
So this is from verse 7 to verse 10, our second point.
我们看第七节到第八节。
Let's read verse 7 to verse 8.
他们把驴驹牵到耶稣那里，把自己的衣服搭在上面，耶稣就骑上。有许多人把衣服铺在路上，也有人把田间的树枝砍下来铺在路上。
And they brought the colt to Jesus, and they threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their cloaks on the road, and the others spread leafy branches that they had cut from the fields.
那么在农村长大的人都知道。不管是驴还是马
，For those who grew up in the village, they also know whether it's a donkey or it's a horse.
那么在长大被使用之前呢，都需要经过一段时间的训练，或者我们叫就是来就是调教。
So as they grow up and before they can be of any use or service, they have to be trained.
那么或者拉车，或者耕地，或者是被人当交通工具来骑。
Either they used to pull a cart, or they used to cultivate the field, or to be a transportation.
那么不管哪一种用途，那么第一次使用这些牲畜的时候呢，他们都，那么即使有人能骑上去，这个驴或者马呢，也会把人就是乱蹦乱跳把你扔下来。
So if this is the first time anyone sat on the donkey or the horse, and the horse will throw them off their back.
那么然而呢，这匹驴驹从门徒把它牵来到主耶稣骑到它上面。
From the time they brought the colt until when Jesus sat on it.
他没有反抗，而是完全的顺服。
And the colt did not resist and was completely submissive.
因为虽然这匹驴驹呢，从来没有人骑过它。
Even though this colt has never been ridden by anyone.
那么这让我们看到主耶稣他的权柄和他的大能。
So this we can see the sovereignty of our Lord Jesus and his great power.
他可以医病赶鬼，他也可以制服风浪。
So he can chase out demons and heal the sick. He can also calm the storm.
他同样可以让牲畜服从他，没有一样不服从他的。
He also make all the animals be submissive to him.
那么主耶稣骑驴之前呢，人们把自己的衣服，我们看到在这儿说，打到了这个驴驹的背上。
So we see here before Jesus.Went on the colt, people put their cloaks on it first.
而让主耶稣呢就骑在上面，骑在这些打的衣服的上面。
So, when Jesus get on the colt, he can ride on the cloak.
那么人们也把衣服还棕树枝呢铺在了路上。
People also spread the cloaks and the branches on the road.
那么让主耶稣骑着驴驹在上面走。
So Jesus can ride the colt walking on the road.
其实呢，过去这种的卸相呢，其实很像我们懈怠的人，那么接待一个尊贵的宾客的时候，都是用这个豪华汽车呀，或者铺红地毯。
So this is similar to what we do today. We welcome some nobilities and we use a red carpet.
那么大多数享受这种待遇的人，他或者是国王，或者是总统。
In those days, who can ride like this would either be a king or a governor.
但是在旧约中呢，我们在旧约中呢也看到类似的这些景象。
So we have seen similar activities in the Old Testament.
那么当耶户受膏做以色列的王时
when Jehu,was anointed to become the king.
那么这个场面类似，我们看列王记下九章十三节。
So let's go to 2 Kings 9, verse 13.
那么当耶户告诉以色列人他要做王之后，他们就急忙各将自己的衣服铺在上层台阶，使耶户坐在其上。他们吹角说，耶户做王了。
Then in haste, every man of them took his garment and put it under him.On the bare steps, and blew the trumpet and proclaimed, "Jehu is king."
所以很明显，当时的以色列人，那么是用欢迎这个国王的仪式来拥戴主耶稣进入耶路撒冷圣城。
So in those days, we can see the people in Jerusalem and welcome Jesus into the city as if he's the king.
那么这再次彰显了主耶稣他是荣耀的弥赛亚形象。
So once again, it demonstrates Jesus is the glorious Messiah.
我们看第九到第十节，前行后随的人都喊着说：“何善那奉主名来的是应当称颂的，那将要来的我主大卫之国是应当称颂的，高高在上，何善那。”
哪一个的九章？
就是何章？九章十节。
In Mark. So now we go back to Mark.Chapter 9, verse 10. It says, So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what this rising from the dead might mean. Is that right? Mark 9, 10.Yes.
十一节哪一天？十一章哪一天？
对，第九章第十一章。
咱们现在讲。
Okay. Yes.
对。
Chapter 11, not chapter 9.
对。
Sorry.
Miss.
So now go back to chapter 11, verse 10. It says, "Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David, Hosanna in the highest."
那么这里的何撒那的意思呢，就是主现在来拯救我们。
So Hosanna is the Lord come to save us.
那么这些呼这些前呼后拥的人们呢？那么他们呼喊的是以色列人在旧约时代在重大的节期敬拜时常常发出的呼声。
So when they call out Hosanna is what the Israelites used to do in the major festivals.
那么用来表达他们对神的感恩、赞美和他们心中的喜乐。
To express their joy and their thankfulness to God.
那么也就像我们现在呢，表达对神的感恩和赞美是原有的，感谢主或者是哈利路亚。
It's just like what we say today when we give thanks. We say thank the Lord and hallelujah.
那么很明显，此时的以色列人他们相信这位骑着驴驹正要进入耶路撒冷的拿撒勒的耶稣，就是他们要盼望的弥赛亚。
So it's clearly the one that they're expecting.The Lord Jesus is the Messiah.
那么他们明白先知的意象，他们知道因他们的罪呢，神已经从圣殿离开他们。
So they know the vision of the prophets. They know that King has left them.
那我们在以西结书十一章，那么第一节前半部分还有23节都是11章。那么他这样讲说：“灵将我举起，这是以西结看到的意象。”带到耶和华殿向东门向东的门，那么23节说耶和华的荣耀从城中上升，停在城东的那座山上。
So in Ezekiel chapter 11, the first verse, it says that the heavens were opened and I saw vision of God. And verse 23, and under the expanse, his wings were stretched out straight.One toward another, and each creature had two wings covering his body.
那么这里面的这座山呢，其实就是指的橄榄山。
So the mountain here is Mount Olivet.
那么神从这里上升离开他们以后
，when they after they left from the Mount Olivet.
那我们知道圣殿必毁，国家灭亡。
We know that the temple was destroyed, the country was disappeared.
那么大多数人呢被掳到各个地方。
So most people went to different places.
那么留在耶路撒冷的人呢，也现在在罗马帝国的奴役之下。
So we know that the people who remain in Jerusalem are under the control of Romans.
那么以色列人呢，也相信先知的预言。
So the Israelites also believe.The prophecies of the prophet.
那么他们知道他们盼望的主基督弥赛亚一定会来拯救他们。
They know that the Lord they are expecting will come to deliver them.
那么以赛亚书33:22，先知这样告诉以色列人说：“因为耶和华是审判我们的，耶和华是给我们设律法的，耶和华是我们的王，他必要拯救我们。”
So in Isaiah 33:22, for the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king. He will save us.
那么以色列呢？虽然知道现在的耶稣就是他们要盼望的弥赛亚，但是他们更并不知道弥赛亚要怎么来拯救他们。
Even though they know that, the Lord Isaiah will save them, but they do not know how.And when the Messiah is coming.
那么他们现在呢，看到离开他们的弥赛亚呢，神又从橄榄山呢，回到了圣城。
Here they saw that the Messiah left the Mount Olivet, came back into Jerusalem.
所以呢，他们就一同欢呼快乐。
So they were rejoicing together.
他们以为呢，他们盼望的弥赛亚呢，一定会带领他们来脱离罗马帝国的统治。
So they thought the Messiah they expected will deliver them from under Roman control.
那么重新建立他们强大的以色列国。
So reestablish the kingdom for the Israel.
也就是他们地上的神的国度。
It's their kingdom on the earth.
他们就是神国的子民。
So they were the children of God's kingdom.
然而他们盼望的根本就没有发生。
But what they expected did not happen.
那我们看下面的最后一节告诉我们，耶稣进了耶路撒冷，入了圣殿，周围看了各样的物件， 帖色已晚，就和十二个门徒出城往伯大尼去了。
Verse 11, and he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple, and when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the twelve.
所以呢，后面发生的事情并不是以色列人他们当时欢呼耶稣基督进城的时候要发生的。
So what happened here?Was not what they expected when they joyed proclaimed Hosanna.
那么，如果按门徒和欢呼的人群他们的预计
，According to the disciples and the people's expectation，
那么这位全知全能的弥赛亚一进城，他首先要去的地方可能不是圣殿。
This omnipotent Messiah may not go to the temple first.
因为他们盼望他来做他们的王，来推翻罗马帝国。
Because they expect him to come to, fight the Romans.
所以他们认为呢，他一来一定会是先去罗马帝国在这里的这些政府部门。
So they thought he may come, he'll go first to the Roman governors.
也就是首先去巡抚比拉多所在的地方。
So go first to the place where Pilate lives.
其次可能就去罗马军队所驻扎的地方。
Or go to the soldiers and the armies.
那么用他的无限的大能，首先将他们将这些人全部的灭绝。
So he can completely demolish them with his power.
然后带领以色列人来到圣殿。
And then bring the Israelites to the temple.
然后宣布以色列人以色列国建立了。
And announce that.The kingdom of Israel was established.
然而呢，主耶稣并没有按他们的预期做。
But Jesus didn't do so as they expected.
而是首先来到圣殿。
But he first came to the temple.
圣殿上首先去查看各样物件。
So he can just look around.
而且在那里停留很长的时间，这因为圣经说一天已经黑了，他才和门徒出城去了伯大尼。
So he stayed a very long time because the Bible says it was already late. So he went out.
那么这里主耶稣说周围看了各样的物件。
Here it says looked everything.
那么这表示一种仔细查看里面的每一样东西。
So that means he carefully examined everything inside.
那么我们有时候也去参观一个博物馆或者是一个景点。
So sometimes we also go to a museum or go to a scenic spot.
那我们也会去周围看各样的东西。
So we will also look around everything in the surroundings.
那么这不是因为我们不知道或者不懂得这些东西，那我们这些我们是一种考察、学习或者是欣赏。
So we go there, maybe we don't know anything about it, so we study and we appreciate.
而主耶稣的举动呢，他并不是在参观或者是欣赏。
The Jesus' behavior was not his looking or appreciating.
而是像一个房子的主人。
As if he behaved like owner of the house.
那么就像一个主人呢，离开他自己的房子好长时间，回来后查看各个地方。
Just like owner who has left the house for a long time, now he returned.To look at,
那么想看看是不是他过去的那些东西还在原处。
To look and see if all the things are still in their original place.
那么这是一种熟悉的查看，不是陌生的参观。
So this is a familiar exam. It's not just appreciate look around.
那么从主耶稣的举动我们可以看到。
So from his the behavior of Jesus, we can see
他是圣殿的主人。
He is the Lord of the temple.
他知道圣殿的历史还在以色列人心目中的意义。
He knows the history of the temple. He also knows the meaning of the temple with the Israelites.
他也知道从今晚以后在这里要发生的一切。
He also knows all the things that are going to happen after this night.
也就是他要被钉十字架，为罪人死。
That means he's going to be crucified and die for the sinners.
那么对以色列人来说
，For the Israelites,
那么圣殿既是敬拜的地方，也是献祭的地方。
So the temple is a place for worship and also for making sacrifices.
那么这一切呢，都是指向他们要盼望的弥赛亚，他们的救主基督。
So all of this pointing to the Messiah they were expecting.
然而他们不知道弥赛亚 的到来不是推翻罗马帝国。
But they do not know the coming of a Messiah is not to demolish Roman government.
不是要重建在地上的以色列国。
It's not to reestablish the kingdom of the Israel on the earth.
而是要被杀成为永远的祭物。
He came to be killed to be a sacrifice for permanent.
成为所有信他之人的挽回祭和赎罪祭。
So he will be the propitiation for all the people who believes in him.
最后成就父神为他儿女所预备的美好的救恩。
And then he can accomplish the grace and the salvation of the Father.
那么今天的信息呢，是主耶稣和随行的人从加利利到耶路撒冷旅程中的最后发生的事情。
So today's message is the last thing that happened before Jesus and his followers in Jerusalem.
那么从他吩咐门徒去找一批驴驹，门徒所经历的，以及主耶稣来到圣殿的一切的举动。
So from where he told the disciples to go get the colt until he went into the temple, all the things he did.
那么所有的这一切告诉我们。
All this tells us.
主耶稣就是以色列人盼望的弥赛亚。
The Lord Jesus is the Messiah they were expecting.
那么他就是那位信实和全知全能的神。
So he is the faithful and omniscient God.
他也是那位荣耀的拯救的神。
He is also the Lord who is glorified and who is the Savior.
他也是圣殿的主人，也是道成肉身的神。
So he is the Lord of the temple. He is also the God incarnate.
那么他来到世上的目的不是要把以色列从罗马帝国的统治下解放。
He did not come to deliver Israel from Roman government.
而是要把所有信他的人从罪恶过犯中拯救出来。
He is come to deliver all those who believe in him from sin and transgressions.
赐他们永生的盼望。
So give them eternal hope.
那我们可以从这段经文中学到以下几点应用。
So we can learn the following applications.
那么第一点就是，作为基督徒，我们认识神还信靠神，要根据圣经的启示和圣灵的带领，不是凭我们自己的意愿或者是我们的主观判断。
So as a Christian to know God, we need to do so by the revelation of God, not by our own subjective knowledge.
那么从信息中我们看到，当弥赛亚进入圣城时，前呼后拥的人呢，很多在欢呼。
So from what is recorded, we know there are many people were shouting for joy during this period.
然而当主从圣殿出来时，大多数人都离开了。
But after the Lord, at the time the Lord came out from the temple, most people have departed.
那么圣经中记载说，只有十二个门徒跟他离开这里，到了伯大尼。
So there were only 12 disciples who followed him to Bethany.
而且当主耶稣后来在比拉多面前受审的时候
，So after Jesus was presented to be to the judge of a Pilate,
也是这群人在呼喊钉他十字架。
It was the same group of people.Who are crying out and crucify him, crucify him.
那么他们之所以这样行
，The reason they did so
是因为他们没有看到主耶稣按他们的意愿去推翻罗马帝国。
Because they did not, Jesus did not do according to what they wished to demolish Romans.
而是去束手就擒，称他自己是他们犹太人的王。
And so he can, at the time he died, he called himself the King of Jews.
所以呢，他们认识神，不是按照他们所读的圣经的启示。
So what they know about God was not according to the revelation of the Bible.
而是按照他们自己的意愿去认识。
So according to their will to know God.
那我们有时候呢，也会犯同样的错误。
So many times we commit the same mistakes.
那么当我们遇到困难时，总是祷告神，想让神把这些困难呢，快快的挪去。
When we run into afflictions, we quickly ask God to remove it.
那么如果这些难处呢，没有按自己的预期解决，那么就会失去信心。
If our afflictions were not quickly resolved, and then we would refuse to follow.
甚至因为这样呢，就甚至远离了神。
And they depart from God.
如果我们这样做的话，我们其实不是在信靠神，而是把神呢当作我们使用的工具，是在以我们自己为神。
So if we do so, we are not trusting in God. We are only treating God as an instrument to fulfill our desires.
而神让我们经历各样的挫折或者苦难，他是在训练我们，让我们能够等候、忍耐、盼望他的到来。
So the reason God want us to suffer afflictions and trials is to help us to develop patience.And waiting for the coming of the Messiah.
那我们可以学习到第二点，就是我们要珍惜神给我们神所赐我们的教会。
So the second point, we need to treasure the church was given to us by God.
我们要同心合一的侍奉主，信靠主，来等候主的再来。
So we should serve and depend, trusting God, with one heart until the.Until Messiah comes again.
那么圣经呢？从创世纪到启示录。
So from Genesis to Revelation.
那么六十六卷书都在启示神透过耶稣基督的救恩计划。
So 66 books is to tell us the God's plan of salvation.
那么神从设立伊甸园到召摩西设立会幕，再召所罗门建立圣殿。
So God created Eden and also taught Moses to establish the tabernacle and then taught Solomon to build the temple.
那么他给以色列人设立了好多的礼仪。
So he has ordained many ceremonies for the Israelites.
那所有这些的礼仪呢，是为了给他们一个就是暗示，就是说将来呢会有一位救主来拯救他们。
So all of this is to show that in the future there will be a Savior coming.
让以色列人耐心的等候弥赛亚的到来。
So they wanted the Israelites patiently waiting for the coming of.
我们也从圣经中知道，弥赛亚在锁定的日子来到，死在了十字架上。弥赛亚在锁定的日子来到，死在十字架上。
So from the Bible, we know the Messiah coming is on the cross.
那么三日后，他复活升天，又赐下圣灵。
So after 3 days, he resurrected and ascended to heaven and sent down the Holy Spirit.
那么圣经也那么耶稣基督呢，也命令他的门徒去传福音。
So Jesus commanded his disciples to go and spread the gospel.
那么召聚信他的人来建立教会。
So call those who believe in him to establish the church.
那么应许他们，他一定会再来。
And promise them he will come again.
那么圣经也告诉我们说，教会呢是基督的身体。
So the Bible also teaches that the church is the body of Christ.
我们都是他身体上的肢体。
So we all are members of the body.
是他使我们合而为一。
Is he united us together?
让我们一起在真道中成长。
So that we can grow in truth.
也让我们一同等候他的再来。
So we can wait together for his coming.
我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，为着主你的恩典、你的怜悯，感谢你。
Father, we come before you. We thank you for your mercy and for your grace.
主，我们感谢你差派耶稣基督，你的独生爱子来到世界上，来拯救我们这些罪人。
We thank you for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, came and delivered us those sinners.
主，让我们真的是有信心知道主耶稣基督他真的作为弥赛亚已经来到这个世界。
Lord, teach us truly believe that the Messiah has already come to the world.
也让我们真的是有信心知道主耶稣也必会再来拯救我们。
And teach us to truly believe that the Messiah will come again.
把我们一同带到荣耀中跟他。
And then will bring us into glory with you.
主，我们在这儿祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。